This is an herbal note for October 31st, 2016, entitled, I've Got This. It was another warmer than usual late October afternoon as I started my walk on the Stones River Greenway and through the old Ravenwood Golf Course. The scenery included the colorful leaves falling and drifting in the breeze, the occasional jet making the final turn toward the airport, and squirrels scurrying around, occasionally pausing to look around as if to say, why is it so warm? The Friday afternoon bird songs joined the soundtrack coming from the Pandora music app, set to shuffle through selections from my playlist, which included quiet, contemplative selections from movie themes to Phil Kagi and Kenny G, from Chris Tomlin and Cutlass to Dave Matthews Band, Bela Fleck, James Taylor, John Denver, and of course, Barbra Streisand. I was reminded of what faith can do and how deep is God's love. I reflected on images of country roads and times when I'd seen fire and rain. I thought of journeys that seemed to take 1,000 years, times when it seemed as though grace is gone, and times when I wondered if one more drink would help me to be on my way. As I walked, people were heavy on my mind. That was also part of the motivation for the walk. I lifted up the friend with whom I had shared lunch. I carried thoughts of our children, grandchildren, so many miles away, and those on that particular day who were even further away than normal. I prayed for friends and family, some going through difficult times, and for families who are hurting. I prayed they would sense God's presence, know that He's not abandoned them, and that they could somehow know that I was thinking about them. I walked, I listened, I prayed. In that prayerful state is when I felt the leaf from one of the trees land on my top of my head and slide off. I reached up to brush it away when the leaf literally dropped in the palm of my hand. There were many other leaves that were brighter and more colorful. This was an ordinary brown leaf from one of the many trees lining the path. There was nothing special about this leaf except for the fact that it had fallen at that precise moment and ended up in my hand. You may think I'm making this up. Think that if you wish, but as my friend Jim Wood would say, you believe what you want, but I think it's the hand of God. I believe the leaf was a sweet reminder from the Lord saying to me, I've got this. I've got these people. I've got all those situations that are way beyond your realm of control in my hands. Just as you caught that leaf as it fell and are holding it gently in your hand, I have caught you in mid-fall many times. I have you now, and I'm holding you gently in my hand. All these other people, your wife, your children, your granddaughters, your friends, who you care so deeply for, are gently and safely in my hands. I may need you to be near to them. I may need you to listen to them. I may need you to put your hand on their shoulder or embrace them or hold them or pray with them. I may need you to speak to them as I speak to you. I may need you to serve as a leaf reminder to them that I am with them just as I am with you today. I may need you for one or all of those reasons at some point, but today, I need you to relax, to trust me, to keep your eyes focused on me, to rest and be at peace in full assurance and complete confidence that I have them and I have this. As you go through your week And as you unload your burdens in the strong and gentle hands of God, know that He has you. He is aware of and has your situation in His hands. And if you watch and pay attention, you may feel a leaf drop on your head and end up in your hand to remind you that He has everything under control. Therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before Him, He endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider Him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Hebrews 12:1-3. Thanks for reading.